Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into what makes leaders, well, work in today's fast-paced environment, that balancing act, you know, managing the people, but also keeping the projects on track.
Exactly. It's a tough one. And what's great about the sources we looked at today is they give you a really clear framework, almost like a blueprint, actually.
A blueprint. I like that.
Yeah. It basically boils down to two main things. Developing your team, your people, and then getting the operations side right. So if you're looking to sharpen your leadership skills or just, you know, get better at delivering projects, this should be really valuable.
Yeah, and I'm excited to unpack some of the specific things you can actually do, like, right away.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's sort of dig into that first part, the people factor. How do the best leaders really get their teams firing on all cylinders? It's more than just trust, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The sources point to a few key strategies. First off, strategic allocation. It's about deliberately giving people tasks maybe slightly outside their comfort zone.
Slightly outside, not throwing them in the deep end.
Right? Not overwhelming them, but tasks still within their capabilities. The idea is this smart stretch delegation. It's not just offloading work. It's about growth.
Okay, smart stretch. I can see how that's different from just regular delegation.
Mm-hmm.
So how do leaders make sure the team can actually handle that stretch?
That's where feedback comes in. Regular, meaningful feedback. And performance reviews that are genuinely about development, not just ticking a box. And then there's this other really crucial piece, psychological safety.
Ah, psychological safety. We hear that term a lot. What does it mean in practice here?
It means creating an environment where people feel safe to share ideas, even half-baked ones, or to admit mistakes without fear of blame. The sources suggest this is really vital. When people feel safe, they contribute more, they innovate, they flag problems early. Makes you think, how do you actually build that kind of space?
Right. So it allows for maybe like failing fast sometimes, learning from mistakes openly.
Exactly. It fosters that learning culture. And tied to that is investing time in your people, mentoring, coaching for their career path, and actively spotting those high potential folks and creating tailored development plans for them. It's a real investment.
And it's also about how you show up as a leader, isn't it? The sources really emphasize leading by example. You know, integrity, taking responsibility, being professional. Your own actions set the tone.
That's a perfect bridge, actually, because how you act directly impacts the second pillar, mastering operations and project management. Effective leaders don't just manage people. They smoothly handle resources, budgets, timelines, coordinating the team to get projects over the line. It's about planning, but also being ready to adapt.
Okay, so moving beyond just the planning phase, what practical tools or specific approaches did the sources highlight for nailing the operational side?
Well, successful managers really keep a close eye on constraints. Things like cost, deadlines, who's available. They see these not just as limits, but as factors to manage strategically. They also tend to plan out daily priorities pretty meticulously. It helps keep things moving without, you know, constant fire drills. And transparency is key, using digital tools, project management software, so everyone can see progress in real time.
You mentioned adaptability. Are there specific, maybe modern methodologies that seem particularly effective according to the sources?
Yeah, lean or agile principles came up a lot. Things like working in sprints, getting constant feedback, being able to pivot quickly. Using those where they make sense seems critical. Also, doing proper risk assessments up front and having solid plans, B and C, you know, mitigation plans to reduce the chances of things going completely off the rails.
Makes sense. Plan for the unexpected.
Right. And then, crucially, looking back after a project is done, evaluating what worked, what didn't, capturing those lessons learned. Some sources even mention specific tools like SkillGP, apparently an AI platform that helps folks reflect on their skills based on project work and suggest ways to improve, continuously learning.
Okay, so wrapping this up, it seems really clear from the sources. It's a dual focus, isn't it? You've got to nurture your people and optimize your projects. One doesn't really work without the other.
Precisely. They're completely interconnected. So maybe the takeaway for you listening is to just reflect a little on your own approach, even making small tweaks, you know, in how you lead your team day to day or how you manage your projects can make a really big difference.
So here's something to think about this week. Based on what we've discussed, what's one concrete action you could take? Maybe something to boost that psychological safety for your team. Or perhaps a better way to track progress on that key project you're working on.